Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
So basically, I'm catching up on some of last year's what I call indie releases, but Double Fine is not exactly an indie studio. I played a game called Headlander. It's available on Steam. It's available on the Xbox One. It's available on the PS4. And Nikki, in the future,
yes,
you're the last human alive.
Uh-oh.
There's one problem. You're just a head. You see, in the future, everyone uploads their minds to robot bodies so they can live forever and just have a good time.
So you can change the bodies out, but it, you know, you just use your head?
Well, somebody wakes you up from your slumber and you're just a head. And what the kind of hook of the game is that you have a little kind of like rocket on the bottom of your head, so you can fly your head around and you can land on bodies. And as you land on bodies, and they're all robot bodies, you get the abilities of the body that you land on. It's what they call a Metroidvania style game. And so what Headlander does is you'll play through an area and then you'll get a new robot body and go back to that area and you'll unlock new things in that area. So it ends up with you running around a lot, getting new abilities, going back to where you were. Doesn't have, like, it has shooting in it, but it's not really an action game. It's kind of more of an adventure game. So what I liked about Headlander, the aesthetic is really cool. Think early 70s science fiction, lots of fluorescent lights, Google Space 1999. It looks kind of like that, but in it cooler. Like it really, really does look cool. And overall, I thought the gameplay was clever. Moving your head from body to body is easy. Moving the head around is easy. It just works really well. Thought the mechanics played out really well. Now, what I didn't like about Headlander is this. I think we all have a friend that thinks like innuendo is the best joke.
Oh, really?
So it's
the game relies heavily on that.
The game is one long "that's what she said" joke. That is the whole game. Like every single joke in the game is like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And you know, I laughed a couple times, but after a while, it was like, okay, this really isn't that funny, guys. Of course, humor is subjective.
Sure.
So for some people, it might be like, Michael Scott is the funniest man, and that's a funny joke. That's what she said, right?
But it's hard when that's like the only thing in the game.
It is a one-note joke for sure. The other thing is, I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but the idea that you're alive, but it's only your head, that's kind of gross.
You don't really want to think about that.
In the middle of all that humor and the bright lights and the fun-looking stuff, there's this really weird body horror element wrapped up in it where I'm just like, I actually think this is a little disgusting. But I don't think you're supposed to think about that. I think you're supposed to just go with it.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, it got to me. So it's Headlander. I picked it up on sale for about $10. It was about worth
right.
$10. Yeah.
Maybe eight.
You know what?
Five to eight.
Even though I feel like the game itself, like I said, it looked and played really well, It didn't really grab me all that much. So again, it's out there. PC, Xbox One, PS4. No, I definitely kept my head through the proceedings, Nikki. Hey, remember Riot Control, you can subscribe to the podcast. And if you want to hear more about Nintendo's new console, we've got all those details spelled out today on our Facebook page, Radio U Riot.